The Omicron wave is continuing to wreak havoc on the livelihoods of many Australians, and some in isolation have been waiting up to a fortnight for financial relief. From today, there'll be a new process for applying for the pandemic leave disaster payment, a lump sum available to people who are unable to work due to COVID-19. Georgia Roberts reports.
The coastal town of Robe in South Australia's southeast dodged COVID-19 for most of the pandemic. But once borders opened and tourists flocked in, cases climbed. Daisy Hooper headed home to her family farm near Robe for Christmas and got COVID early in the new year.
I started feeling sick on the 2nd of January, like really sick in the morning. All my friends were trying to kind of talk me out of my mindset that I had COVID, and they were saying, "You've just been in Robe, you've been partying." And I thought, no, this actually feels different. I actually feel really, really sick. So I knew from the get-go that, you know, I wasn't feeling right.
As a casual employee at an Adelaide marketing agency, the 23-year-old has no access to sick leave. And the day after receiving a positive PCR test, she needed financial support.
Like, I've got, you know, rent that I have to pay, and I haven't worked. Well, because it was also Christmas and New Year, I had those pretty much two weeks off from working anyway. So that was unpaid, and then another 10 days. So that's nearly a month of no working.
Federal government data shows those aged 20 to 29 make up the highest number of COVID-19 cases. That group also makes up a large part of the casual workforce. Financial relief provided by the federal government during the pandemic has varied state to state, as has the criteria for isolating, testing and close exposure. And the eligibility for the pandemic leave disaster payment has evolved with those changes. In Melbourne, casual retail employee Megan Sinclair went into isolation last week after one of her housemates tested positive for COVID-19. She has no access to any type of leave.
Basically, I wasn't working full-time throughout most of the pandemic, so I don't have a lot of money. So I've been on JobKeeper for a bit, and then when that finished off, I applied for JobSeeker. I've also had the pandemic leave previously when Melbourne was a hotspot and in lockdown last year.
The 27-year-old found herself in a position she'd been in before, applying for financial government help, but this time it was a complex process.
It honestly took me a bit to find the correct form, and even then I was like, I don't know if this is the right form. It doesn't tell you what to do with it after you get the form and fill it out. I couldn't tell you. I haven't heard from Centrelink yet. I'm just winging it, really, and seeing what other people have done and just waiting to see if that's the correct thing, the correct form, the correct way to do it.
Services Australia, the Commonwealth department that provides the pandemic leave disaster payment, has today announced a new way for customers to apply for it. General Manager Hank Jonkin says the new process will streamline applications and improve wait times.
The new platform that we've introduced from today means that people will be able to lodge a claim online through MyGov, and that will not only make it easier for them to claim, but also make it easier for us to process.
But the new claim process will only be available to those who have begun isolation today. Melbourne retail employee Megan Sinclair is worried for others in her industry.
It's not promising because this is probably only the start of what's going to be happening for the next 2 months, 3 months, is that workers are going to be isolating, especially when you work in retail and hospitality. You're more or less, you're out there, you're talking to people, and if people aren't staying at home, then they're in your face, possibly giving you COVID.
That's retail worker Megan Sinclair ending that report from Georgia Roberts.